Good morning. My name is Philip, and I'm a member of the community. Welcome to our morning prayer. Kindly read the words in bold in your morning literature leaflet. Call to worship. Sometimes we wonder how we come through some difficult situations. God has been with us, lifting and comforting our spirits. We struggle and worry. God's love presence sustains and strengthens us. Listen for God's call to you. Lord, we are listening and seeking your guidance. Amen. Opening prayer. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us to truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Prayer of confession. Patient Lord, we know that you call us to service, but we often feel inadequate. We love to make excuses for not doing something or doing something only half-heartedly. Remind us again of your loving and guiding presence. Forgive us when we stumble and falter. Turn us again to you, serving joyfully and confidently. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to have a Bible reading that comes from the book of Acts 21, verse 1 to 16. You can find it in your Bibles on page 1118. Page 1118. Acts 21. Verse 1 to 16, and I read, after we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day we went to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, went on board and set sail. After sighting Cyprus and passing to south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where a ship was to unload its cargo. We sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When it was time to leave, we left and continued on our way. All of them, including wives and children, accompanied us out of the city. And there on the beach, we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship and they returned home. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed to Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it and said, the Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I'm ready not only to bound, but also to die in Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded, he gave up and said, "The Lord's will be done." After this, he started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Nason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. That is the word of the Lord. Kindly let's reflect silently on the word and also pray for God's guidance and determination to spread the word of God without fear. From the reading, we see a narration of the journey of Paul and his companions from Miletus to Jerusalem, where they would face imprisonment and trials. And here's a breakdown of the events that happened. One was the departure from Miletus. Paul and his companions set sail to Miletus, bidding farewell to the Ephesians elders. Journey to Jerusalem. They traveled through various cities, including Tyre and Ptolemais, where they met disciples and received warnings about the dangers awaiting Paul in Jerusalem. Meeting with Philip the Evangelist. In Caesarea, they stayed with Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven deacons chosen in Acts 6. Warning from Abagas. The prophet Abagas foretold Paul's imprisonment and bringing by the Jews in Jerusalem. and binding by the Jews in Jerusalem. But Paul remained resolute in his determination to reach Jerusalem. The themes in the same reading: perseverance and determination, Paul's unwavering commitment to his mission and God's will, prophetic warnings. The warnings from Abagas and others highlights the risk and challenges Paul would face. Faith and trust. Paul's trust in God's plan and sovereignty despite the uncertainty and the danger. The significance of this passage showcases Paul's dedication to spreading the gospel and his willingness to face challenges and hardships for the sake of the early Christian community. It also highlights the importance of prophetic guidance and the role of the Holy Spirit in the lives of early Christians. Word of assurance. From beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavor to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. Kindly let's listen to a song by Don Moen, God Will Make a Way. Let's put our trust in God. For sure he'll make a way for all our needs and prayers. Words of blessing. Peace go with you. May the peace of the Lord bring joy. May the peace of the Lord bring love. May the peace of the Lord bring comfort. May the peace of the Lord bring hope. May the peace of the Lord bring rest. May the peace of the Lord bring life. May the peace of the Lord surround you. May the peace of the Lord go with you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for worshiping with me. Breakfast will be served shortly downstairs. Thank you.